This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker on Tuesday said he dismissed a theory by President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani that Trump rival Joe Biden would have been influenced by his son's position with a Ukrainian oil company while the elder Biden served as U.S. vice president.
I've known former Vice President Biden for a long time. I know how he respects his duties of higher office, and it's just not credible to me that a vice president of the United States is going to do anything other than act as how he sees best for the national interest.
Volker said specifically that he rejected the theory during a meeting with Giuliani on July 19th. He also said he had no knowledge of an effort to investigate Biden within the Trump administration. Former White House national security official Tim Morrison testified he heard nothing wrong on a July phone call between President Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said he feared, correctly, that the call would be flagged suspiciously anyway.
As I stated during my deposition, I feared at the time of the call on July 25th how its disclosure would play in Washington's political climate. My fears have been realized.
Morrison said the transcript of the call was mistakenly placed in a highly secure location. Donors pledged $2.6 billion Tuesday to eradicate polio worldwide. The World Health Organization said the funding will be used to immunize 450 million children each year, bringing the Global Polio Eradication Initiative closer to achieving a world free of polio. The WHO certified last month that the second of three types of polio had been eradicated. Cases have been cut by 99% over the last three decades, but type 1 poliovirus is still endemic in Afghanistan and Pakistan. VOA News. VOA's Bill Gallo is in Hong Kong monitoring the ever more serious situation of about 200 protesters surrounded by police on the campus of Hong Kong Polytechnic University.
The situation on campus is getting increasingly desperate. Two students actually told VOA they are considering suicide. They were talked out of that, and it's not clear how serious they were about those efforts, but it's clear that this situation, as it enters its third day, is getting even more serious. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Swedish prosecutors have dropped a rape investigation against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Assange, who is battling extradition to the US, accused of publishing secret documents related to his WikiLeaks work, has been facing potential charges in Sweden since 2010. He has denied all allegations against him. Now a Swedish prosecutor says the case was being dropped because the evidence has weakened considerably due to the long period of time that's elapsed since the events in question. The decision follows a ruling in June by a Swedish court that Assange should not be detained. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chick-fil-A has halted donations to three groups against gay marriage. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has that story.
Chick-fil-A is ending donations to three groups that oppose gay marriage in an effort to halt protests and broaden its customer base. But the move has angered some of the fast food chain's fans. The Atlanta-based company says starting next year, it will focus its giving on three areas: hunger, homelessness, and education. In a statement, Chick-fil-A's president said the company will still consider donations to faith-based groups. The company would not say whether it will consider an organization's position on gay rights before donating. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he was moved by the U.S. backing for settlements on Israeli-occupied land announced yesterday, but Palestinians and Arab leaders are outraged. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Monday's announcement by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo abandoned a position the United States has held for 40 years, that the settlements are inconsistent with international law. It moved Donald Trump's administration even closer to Netanyahu and further from the international position. Washington has already moved its embassy to Jerusalem, recognized Israel's annexation of the occupied Golan Heights, and cut international assistance to Palestinians. The settlements are built in the West Bank, which Israel seized in a 1967 war, and the Fourth Geneva Convention forbids an occupying power from settling part of its population in captured territory. About 3 million Palestinians live in the West Bank and want it as part of their future state.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Authorities in Iran have blocked internet service for a third day as part of a crackdown on nationwide anti-government protests. At least eight people have been killed since the unrest began Friday. VOA News.